Vectis Radio on DAB.
Well, what's happening now, Maggie?
Oh, we've got two ladies in from the Cats Protection. We have Mel and...
Joe.
So the brain went there.
Good afternoon.
How are you, ladies?
Not too bad.
Good. Now, what have you got to tell us today?
Well, today I would like to bring to everyone's attention, we are concerned there has been quite a rise in the amount of cats going missing.
Right.
And we're getting quite a lot of reports. And, of course, in this heat, it is a terrible concern.
Yeah.
We have a little cat in Rye that's been missing for a week called Nala.
Right.
And she's from the Haylands area. And we have done leaflet poster drops, banging on doors. And thank you to everyone that answered the doors to chat, because we're very concerned, because it is a week since she went out on that Monday.
No.
And we also have another pussycat that went missing in Ryde that's been desperately being searched after. Cameras have been out and all sorts. And that's up in the Bullen area of Ryde.
Right.
And that's a black and white cat called Ajax, who very sadly went missing from a local vet provider. And has...
Is he the one who escaped his carrier?
That's right.
Right,
yeah.
Yes.
So we're very concerned, because both these cats have been out for well over a week now.
No.
And in this heat, it's a bit worrying.
Not good, is it?
So please, can we beg people to check your garages, check your greenhouses. You may have been away on holiday.
Look under bushes.
Even ask your neighbours if you know they've been away. Please, could you just go and have a little check for us and open those doors that might be shut up, because you might be making some very happy people and happy cats.
Yes.
Knowing cats is also the possibility that they've just decided to go live somewhere else. They do that from time to time.
And that's not impossible, because potentially they do say that cats will like to visit more than one home, as calling their home.
I can confirm that myself
with a visiting cat. But I think in these, the one that obviously escaped the basket, that kind of wouldn't fit that mold.
No.
And the obviously the other little one.
Were they far from home?
Very surprised. Sorry?
Was he far from home when he escaped?
From Seaview.
It's quite a long way, isn't it?
However, as the crow flies, it could be. We don't know. It's very wrong to actually say what the possibilities are. Just one and found.
Well, keep an eye out for these cats, please. And are there photos on your website of these?
Yes, there are indeed. We have photographs on our Facebook pages, and obviously all the very kind people who run the Lost and Found pages on the Isle of Wight. Thank you to you and sharing the information.
What colour is Nala?
Nala's a beautiful. She's a tabby and white, but it's a very gingery, almost like a Torby sort of. And she's a larger lady, and she's 11 years old, and she's just the most, she is like everyone imagines the beautiful doggy. What was it? Nana? What was the doggy out of Peter Pan?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Nana.
Nana.
Yeah. Yeah,
she
like
really
Nana.
Is a family orientated cat, so very, very tragic.
Yes,
very sad.
Let's hope we find them.
Yes, keep an eye out, folks.
And what have you got for us, Jo?
Well, I was going to go on from that, because obviously the cats are out and feeling very, very hot.
Aren't they just?
Just a few tips about keeping them cool.
Okay.
And hopefully most people, it is common sense, but it is worth reminding people that if your cat still wants to go outside and you haven't got much in the way of bushes and shading, to provide some shade, if you stick an umbrella up to give them some shade. If they're in the home, especially indoor cats, and you're not having your windows open, if you've got fans, have more than one fan, circulate the air, but obviously don't blow it in their faces.
No.
But that really helps keep the circulation going.
Pull your curtains, keep the sun out.
And what we do at the cattery, we actually give them wet towels, damp towels, and we like to try and put that in their run, so they have an opportunity to lay on that and keep themselves cool if they want to.
Yes.
I'm just imagining mine looking at that thing. What are you thinking?
Because we all love to put a damp cloth around our necks or something.
Yeah, but I'm
a cat.
Yeah.
Some of them do like it, even if they sit next to it, because it helps with the cooling of the air.
I'm just picturing our cat going, no, not for me at all.
He has a cool mat and he won't sit on it. So.
But he does know every shady spot in the garden.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And in the forest behind, to be fair.
do bear in mind, cats with white ears, with this sunlight, you can get some sunblock for their ears to help their ears.
Well, the station manager's got two white cats, so they have to put sunblock on their ears. I don't think the cat's particularly pleased.
No, they don't like it.
But they put up with it.
Yeah. Sadly, we had one cat that had a little ear operation because of cancer on the ears just last week. So it is a really good idea for pet owners. Yes.
Not your own sunblock, but cat's sunblock.
Yes. I mean, good idea to chat to your vet to make sure you're using a pet-friendly one.
Yes.
And then we were talking about trying to keep the cats hydrated because we know what cats are like. They don't drink that much. And so there's lots of things you can do. The easiest one is, as a lot of people fall into this trap, they just put the water bowl next to the food. And cats don't like to drink next to their food. No. So just move the water bowl away and maybe even have more than one. So you have one upstairs, one downstairs and things like that. Have one outside. So they've got different options. And then some of them prefer running water. So there's the water fountain. And we found that's proved good with cats that don't drink when they've had kidney problems. So that's a really good idea. Keep your water bowls topped up and refreshed. And there was something else. It says about having a larger surface because cats with their whiskers.
Yes.
Some people use very small bowls.
Yes.
And they don't want to get their whiskers wet, really. So a bigger bowl might help.
Indeed. Yeah. Our cat does like his water fountain.
Yeah. Good.
But he also likes to drink out of the pond, which is really weird. But then the pond has got a fountain in it, so I suppose it's running water.
Ah, there you are. Yeah, running water.
He is fascinated by running water. Every time we flush the loo, where's the water going?
Could be a Turkish van.
So,
water.
Keep your cats cool as best you can this weather, and because they can't take their coat off.
Exactly.
We keep telling our Lord Pip we can shave him, but he's not impressed. What else have you got to tell us?
Okay, so the next thing is volunteers.
All right.
We all need our volunteers. Yep. Every charity especially. So we have definitely got a shortage, and I know I understand the summer months, people are holidaying, etc., etc. So we are at the present moment looking for volunteers, lost and found cat volunteers, obviously. Foster volunteers, which are people who kindly will have a little cat live in the house temporarily with the support of the centre. We're desperate for an event admin volunteer. Transport volunteer, which is just like a couple of hours once a week, pop in and we might ask you to go and pick up a cat, do vet run, various things, pick up bits for the centre. Volunteer recruitment support. Now, that is one we've got a very nice lady who does our volunteer recruitment, and her role for the amount of hours she's got, because she's not full-time, is there's a lot of work to do in volunteer recruitment. So she's looking for someone to support her with straightforward tasks of her recruitment process as well.
All right, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. So
Is there more? Go on then.
One last thing before we take up too much of your time. We've got another tabletop sale coming in. Saturday the 25th of July.
Okay.
And so we are looking for donations. Right. So if anyone's going through their cupboards thinking, oh, I don't really use that, I don't wear that, I've got too much clutter, send it our way.
You're looking for anything really?
Yes. Clothes, bric-a-brac.
Okay.
All sorts of things.
Cats.
And this will be at your headquarters?
Yeah, it'll be at the Isle of Wight Cat Centre at Marlborough Road in Ryde.
Right.
And that's 12 till 3.
12 till 3 on Saturday the 25th.
Yes.
Right. Only a couple of weeks away, really.
Yes, absolutely.
And it should be nice weather, hopefully, for that as well.
Hopefully. Yeah. We don't need it too hot. But
No. Too hot is too hot, but I get that. So that's another one for your diary, the 25th. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And thank you for all you do for our feline friends on the island. I know you've got loads of work to keep doing up there, and we do appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem at all.
It's a pleasure. I was going to ask you one question. Do you get many failed fosters?
Oh, yes.
Where they go to be fostered and then get adopted.
I'm a failed foster. Yes, people fall in love with cats, but that's not a bad thing.
No, absolutely not.
It's a natural home progression.
Yeah,
it is indeed.
Vectis Radio on DAB.